Utah State players, probably the most known of the guys that are down here at Mountain West Media Day, but not really for what they did in 2014, but what they did before. Both guys spent most of the season injured last year. Kyler Fackrell, a linebacker, played in just part of a game at Tennessee to open the season, and quarterback Chucky Keaton played in two plus a third partial game, completed 55% of his passes, two touchdowns, had four interceptions. His career has been kind of put on hold a little bit the last couple of seasons because of injuries. We asked Chucky and then Kyler how they're feeling.
I feel great. I've been telling some of the coaches this is the growing up that I should have done a couple of years ago. So, I mean, I feel good physically and mentally. I'm just ready to get out here and lead these guys to some wins.
Kyler, what about you?
Great. You know, I'm 100%, and, I mean, just like Chucky, he knows the feeling. It's been a while since I've played, so I'm just looking forward to getting back on the field.
Kyler, let's go back to the way your injury came down. A lot of us saw that game, and describe how it happened. Describe when you came back and how it went from there.
It was kind of a freak thing. It was really weird. Usually ACLs are when people are engaged already and somebody kind of swipes into their knee. And I was just trying to get off a block.
This first game, this Tennessee game.
Yep, that's right. Just trying to get off a block and chase the ball. It had gone the other way. And whoever was blocking me kind of had my face mask and was pulling me back this way a little bit. And I just kind of planted wrong and it popped.
Have you ever experienced anything like your calf can do that, hamstring?
No, I haven't. I've really had no like serious injuries like that before.
Sure.
But, I mean, it did pop, and that's what I've heard happens when, you know, you
Chucky could
something.
Tell you that, yeah. Well, his was more than pop, snap, crackle, but
yeah.
But you heard a pop, and then you went off the field, and I'm sure the trainers asked you questions, and you told them I heard a pop.
Right. Actually, I don't know if I did tell them that, but I just said, I mean, my knee was hurting, obviously, something weird had happened. And
now, wait a minute, let's stop right there, Kyler. You heard a pop. You may not have told them. I'm told you're a very competitive kid. You did not want to come out of that football game.
Right.
Do you think you edited that? You could
tell. I don't know.
We're
not hoping,
doctors.
I mean, I came off the sideline. Obviously, it was a weird feeling. My knee kind of felt loose. I came off the sideline. We did a bunch of tests, and it didn't really hurt anymore. Like, it wasn't super painful, even when the pop happened or whatever. It wasn't very painful. So I went off, did all the tests. I was shuffling, doing everything on the sideline, and I was like, oh, I guess it was, like, nothing because I can still move around fine. It doesn't, like, really bother me other than my knee, like, kind of felt loose. And so they cleared me. I went back in for another series or two, and I went to take on a pulling guard and just kind of putting that weight. I think I had been favoring it up until that point, but having to put his weight coming onto me, onto it. I mean, I felt it kind of buckle a little bit, and I just lifted it up, and I kind of knew
that it was gone at that point. And so, Chucky, as he describes this to you, you know a lot about this now. What do you think was happening with him?
Honestly, I didn't even know all of what he just said. I didn't know all that happened because we were still worried about trying to put some points up. So, I don't know. It's a tough experience for me. I didn't hear any pop or anything like
really?
That. It was just I felt a stretch and I was like, well, at the time I was still laying on the ground. But
this is the first time against BYU.
The
at
first
13?
Time, yeah. Mm-hmm. The second time I wasn't as worried. It was really quick. It was one of those things you kind of just have to just look past. And for me, I immediately went from like getting hurt to thinking about rehab. Like it was that quick. I kind of knew that definitely, but. This last time it was just a bone bruise, thankfully, but I knew there was it was hard to put a whole lot of weight on, but I still had to finish out the half, and I had like three more plays to do, so it was kind of tough to really sink my mind into. I couldn't really get into my knee too much because I still had a few more to go.
We're visiting with Chucky Keaton, Kyler Fackrell, Mountain West Media Day coverage on Sports Radio 93.1 FM, 1350 AM, The Ticket. Chucky, do you think your second injury was caused by your first? Were you not 100% when you got back out there the second time?
No, I mean, at the time that I got hurt the second time, I felt good. And some of the other guys, one of my receivers, Brian Swindle, said, like, I look like the old me, I guess. And so it was kind of weird, but, I mean, the way I look at it was the same way I got hurt the second time is almost the same way I got hurt the first time. So, I mean, it's not really anything too different that would have said maybe I wasn't strong enough or anything like that. It was just the same freak accident. So, yeah.
Kyler, back to you. You decided to go to Florida to have your surgery. How did that come together for you? Why Florida?
Well, I figured if you can, and the school is willing to pay for it, they said I could go wherever. Mm-hmm. Why not go to, one of the best, if not the best, knee surgeon, Dr. James Andrews down there. So that's
you did your research. You ended up down there.
My wife did a lot of it, actually.
Oh, did she? Yeah, she grinded it through it.
Yeah, she helped a lot for sure.
Yeah, well, Chucky, and I guess your fans are sitting there watching you early in that season. I didn't think you looked healthy. I didn't think you looked healthy at all. I saw your knee. I thought you were limping, and I thought, can Chucky do this? How far off base was I in those first couple of games? Were you fully able to do everything?
No, I mean, I felt good. I was definitely able to do everything. I think the biggest thing for me was having to deal with the knee brace. And honestly, I really feel that the knee brace made me do a little bit less, so it made me limp a little bit more than if I didn't have it on. Because mm-hmm. It's completely different having to put it on, especially whenever I can move the way I can. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of restricting me more than I really needed. Mm-hmm. And so it was a little bit different. But with that being said, if I didn't wear that knee brace whenever I got hurt against Wake Forest,
yeah.
It would have been a wrap again.
It really
would have, because it buckled the exact same way as it did against BYU whenever it was completely torn, and the brace caught it. So I'm thankful I wore the brace, but at the same time, it was tough to deal with it at the beginning. Mm. So,
did you guys learn anything sitting out, Kyler, when you didn't play last season? Did you take anything from last season to make you better this year?
I think just like an appreciation for the game, kind of. I've told this to a lot of people that I've asked. I didn't really realize at the time how much I was missing it. And, I was just doing rehab. I wasn't really with the team. It was kind of a weird feeling to not really be in the middle of a football season, to not be playing football. But right now, especially as I've been able to get to 100% and run around, I really miss it, and I'm itching to get back.
So, Chucky, what Chucky is back here? The 12 Chucky, 13, 14, with your knee and with the way you need to play the game and want to play the game, or is this going to be a different quarterback?
If anything, I think it needs to be an improved version of myself. If you're not improving every year, then kind of just wasted a year. So, I feel like I'm going to be a little bit better. Nothing's really going to change about the way I play the game. I am who I am. But with that being said, I just have to convey to my teammates that we're here, we're going to set a standard, and we're going to rise to the occasion every single game. I think it starts with me as far as an offensive leader, and then I have to kind of pass it on to some of the other leaders on the offense as well.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.